All right, we're going to get started with our Bush Pole Award qualifying press conferences here at Talladega Super Speedway in advance of tomorrow's 1000bulbs.com 500. We are joined by Clint Boyer, driver of the number 14 Cummins Rush Truck Center's Ford, who has qualified second and will start on the front row tomorrow next to his Stuart Haas teammate. We will open it up to questions here for Clint. Please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Oh.
We'll start up front with Dustin, and then we'll go to Jerry.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Clint, even with the speed that you all four of you guys showed today, how do you beat the Penske cars tomorrow since they've been the dominant ones in the past?
Same way it did today. You got to have fast cars. You got to be faster than they are. That recipe changes a little bit for tomorrow. You have to handle better. You have to do your job in the car. Spotters, you know, the communication. The whole total package aspect of it comes to play tomorrow. You've got to be good with your spotter. You've got to be good at the calling blocks, calling whatever, catching those runs before they get to you, timely manner. Don't miss them. Don't be late. Capitalize on all those runs in your mirror and things like that. And when you're behind, which you will be, make sure you make the right moves, whether that's, you know, going up the middle, the outside, the bottom. It's such a work of art to try to imagine where your vision, where you need to be, and then put yourself in that position. Those are two different things. Everybody can vision where they want to be and try to get there, but it's very difficult and challenging to get yourself and keep getting yourself in that position time and time again, because that's what you have to do. Those opportunities just keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. And the guys that are good collectively with their spotters and themselves of staying in front of that and putting themselves in that position time and time again are the guys that prevail. And certainly those Penske cars and drivers and teams have done a good job of that. But I think it's our turn. I really do. Our cars showed good speed, drove good in practice, pulled up good. They were fast. You know, those are the things that it's going to take. I mean, our hurdle that we're up against is trying to dig ourselves out of last week's Dover race. You know, we had an awesome race going and ended in a frustrating day for all of us. You know, the guys did exactly what they did right there today, brought cars capable of winning the race. And we missed four opportunities at that, really. We've got to go out there and do a better job this weekend and stay in the game, whether that's, like I said, on the racetrack, things I was talking about, the pits that we had trouble with last week. We got to get all that behind us and capitalize on a good day tomorrow. We need a good day.
We'll go to Jerry and then Jenna.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Congratulations on your run today. I wanted to ask you this earlier when you were supposed to be in here. You couldn't come in, but looking forward to next week to your home track to Kansas. Can you talk about just going there and your thoughts on what that would mean to be there?
Well, you know, you got to get over this race. And, man, I'm telling you, that's a hurdle. But I look at this race exactly like I looked at the Roval. Unfortunately, we went to that Roval, you know, not where we wanted to be. We were behind. We were down and out. But that's an opportunity. Everybody can look at races like that as a costly one, or, you know, that wild card or whatever. I look at, when you're behind, you're looking for an opportunity. And if I see two races ahead of me an opportunity really stands out, it's this one. It's not necessarily Kansas. The cars that I'm racing against are going to be good at Kansas, and it's going to be a lot easier for them to do so. You've got to capitalize on a race like this and take advantage of the opportunity ahead tomorrow. That way we can roll into home at Kansas and not be freaking out over, you know, trying to somehow, some way, maybe even having to win the race to stay alive. We need to have a good weekend here and, you know, take care of business when we get to Kansas. Yep.
We'll go to Jenna.
Clint, all four of you guys are up front. Does it make it any easier? I mean, obviously you probably can't stay locked in together for 500 miles, but does it make it any easier to create a game plan and stay out of trouble since you're all starting together?
Game plan, yes. Staying out of trouble, no. Trouble finds – you're going to be in trouble. It finds everybody, you know, and it comes in different ways and shapes and forms. I mean, the whole time you're out there, you're just like, all right, where's it coming from? You know, I mean, you got your dukes up. You have to. Your spotter has to. You know, there's a lot of Fords out there with the same power plants that we have. You know that they're going to have the speed. The toughest thing about looking ahead to tomorrow is the fact that I got to beat and differentiate and separate myself from my teammate. My teammate, Eric, we're both 10 points out. I got to capitalize on that somehow and close that gap here. Penske cars, you know, other Fords that are, I know are going to be faster, the cars that I'm going to have to beat out. The 42 car, you know, for a spot in staying alive in the playoffs. So that's where the tricky thing's going to be for us and everybody, all eyes on tomorrow is trying to figure out. It's a lot like what you were watching at the Roval on play, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Unrelated, your Chiefs seem to be kind of legit, and
that is definitely relatable.
Well, unrelated.
What's this team they're playing this weekend? What? Are they decent, I heard?
I don't know. So anyway, they got flexed.
They're going to win is what that meant.
So
they're playing the New England Patriots.
The Patriots, they're no good.
They're going to walk into their house and whoop them.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? You're going to?
Mahomes.
Right. I'm going to come and find you. But yes. Anyway, so that game got flexed next Sunday. So
Yep. You're
going to try to go to that?
Yep.
Is that a definite?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Brett Veach actually is the GM and called me and said that, hey, we're the game got moved. And he's such a big race fan. I met him in the spring and at Kansas. He came over and brought a couple players and hung out in the bus. And we just kind of hit it off. And I was really amazed, you know, as big a deal as he is in the NFL and that sport, how big a race fan he was. I mean, he knew everything, stats, drive, literally everything. He was very, very in tune with what's going on. And he's a stat guy in the NFL. So it's no surprise that, you know, he was definitely on his game as far as our sport goes. So we've been staying in touch. He's been telling me how good they are. And I've been telling him how excited I am. And I'm like, man, I'm getting to a game. Just be patient with me. And he called and said that game was moved and my butt better be there. I got a ticket, so my butt will be there.
I'll come over here to the left.
Kaylee Cicero, the Prowler, Stars Mill High School. If it comes down to it on the last lap, which one of your teammates would you want to be racing and why?
High school, you said? Good for you, girl. How'd you get out of school? It is Saturday. All right, I was trying to stump you. Bet you've learned a lot this weekend. This is a good race to come to in high school. That's awesome. Wish I could have done that. Probably wouldn't have been sitting here right now. Anyway, onward. Yeah. What the hell was your question? Oh, which teammate? Hell of a question. Sorry, we'll clean that up for high school. Any of them, man. You know, I remember one of my favorite memories of racing. One of my favorite teammates I ever had was with Jeff Burton, and it came at this racetrack. We were tandem racing back in the tandem days, which you were probably 10 at the time. And he was leading, and our spotter was spotting both cars. So we're going down the back straightaway, and Brett comes over the radio, my spotter now, and he gets a giggle, and he's like, hey, man, Jeff wants to know when you're going to spit him out and win this race and when it's going to be. And I started laughing. I'm like, we're literally one and two going down. One of us is going to win this race, and I'm laughing out loud on the radio, and I spit him out off of four and won the race, and it was something I'll never forget. So, yes, having a teammate, if you could – branch off and be one and two, that's a best case scenario. Be out there with your buddy and duke it out and figure out who's going to win. Would you wreck one of them? Would I wreck one? Not on purpose. I mean, you can always, it's a lot easier to beg for forgiveness than ask permission. Boy, that'd be terrible bad. You don't want to wreck your teammates. It's a big win.
Thanks.
Do we have
I
any
apologize.
We'll go to Kenny. We get a microphone to Kenny, please.
Kenny Bruce with KennyBruce.net. Clint, the guys on TV were talking about reverse skew and getting the spoiler out of the air.
What's your opinion on reverse skew?
Being more difficult to drive. Is that the case, and is it going to be harder tomorrow on you guys because of the setups.
It's not near as hard as watching yourself on TV over there. It's extremely hard to do that. I don't know if you guys ever wondered, but that's really weird to see yourself on TV even as many years as I've been doing this. You're like, God, I'm ugly. But anyway, everybody's got it. You know what I mean? Everybody gets away with a little bit more over the years. You know, last year or so, Kurt actually has been running about as much as anybody. And I've been like, you know, it seems like there's some stability there within that. Or with more of it, less, you know, stability and things like that. But there's also speed. So where's the trade-off there? And that's the key, is trying to figure that out, what you can get away with, what you're comfortable with, the downforce and things that are built into your car. Obviously, a bigger blade, maybe that, you know, is a little more stability that lends itself to a little bit more reverse skew. So skew's a big deal. It really is. There's It's not very often in our sport anymore where we have something that are disposable that you can either put more in or take out and be different and differentiate yourself from somebody else. And that's certainly one of them at a package like this at Talladega.
Anything final for Clint? I'll go back here.
Hey, back to my question. You didn't tell me which teammate.
I told you Jeff Burton was one of them. That was fun. Kevin's won like 7 races, Kevin Harvick. Mm-hmm. So if I could beat him out of his 8th and get me my 3rd, that would be awesome. He doesn't need another win. Not right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Clint, thanks for joining us today. Good luck tomorrow.